I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors. Now we head up to Webster Game Fish and Parks offices, talking to biologist Brian Blackwell, and much fishing pressure up in Day County, Brian?
Yeah, surprisingly, our pressure is still pretty darn good. Bitter Lake's the place where most people are going, catching still decent numbers of 13 to 15-inch walleyes. That's where most people are, but Wall Bay is still picking up a few people, catching about the same size of walleyes there. Occasional bigger fish maybe mixed in, and occasional perch. And then we still have some people going up Enemy Slim, as well as Old South Buffalo and Clear Lake looking for some bluegills.
I haven't heard much about reets, antelope, or horseshoe at all. Much pressure?
Reets is, you know, there's one or two boats there a day. It hasn't been as busy as it was, but they're still doing fair on the walleye from what I hear. Good catch and release fishing and see smallmouth mixed in. Antelope, I just haven't heard anything for a few weeks on that one. As well as horseshoe, I imagine there's still people fishing horseshoe, but just haven't heard anything for a while.
I was going to say there are some proposals from the Game Fish and Parks. Remove the 14 to 18 inch protected slot for black bass on Enemy Swim and Pickerel. Remove 15 inch minimum length for walleye and the 14 to 18 on black bass from Campbell Slough. Do those areas get much fishing pressure?
Yeah, you know, at times they have been busy, but what we've seen in our creel is people are not harvesting the smaller largemouth and smallmouth bass as that slot limit was designed to do. So instead of continuing to regulate them, we're going to pull those regulations off that, both two lakes, Pickerel and Enemy. And then Campbell Slough, the water we really have no access to, especially now the water's down. People at one point were able to get underneath the road under a bridge and fish that, but for the most part now, nobody can, unless you own some property on that or get permission, you can't get into Campbell Slough. So since it's such a limited access, we decided it was time to remove those regulations from that lake.
Well, the commission will finalize October 6th at the Wrangler Inn in Mobridge, so people in this area probably won't drive out, but they can send in written opinions on that to the Game Fish and Parks, or they can, and I believe that's, they'll get the address off the GF&P website there. Going in the fall, is there going to be any stocking? The fingerlings, will they come out?
Yeah, we'll be doing our large fingerlings out of our natural rearing ponds. You know, it's been a dry, hot summer, so hopefully, you know, we had some survival in them. It's potentially, you know, they're pretty shallow ponds that maybe we may have lost some of those fish over the summer, but we won't know that until probably another month or so when we go in there and start trying to move those fish. But hopefully they're there. Typically those are the, you know, 5 to 6 inch fish when we move those.
And I imagine the emergent weeds and stuff like that is going to be a problem for you too also.
Yeah, it sure could be. But typically we're, you know, by October a lot of that stuff starts to die back. So hopefully we'll be able to, you know, move around in those waters as well.
Do you hear anything on Amston Dam? We never really talk about it. I've fished that, maybe 3-4 times in my life. But anything about Amston that you know?
You know, at times this year it's had a decent bite. I know in the spring the walleye fishing can be really good. Crappie fishing was fair this summer. But it sounded like there might have been a partial kill over there in the last couple weeks. As far as the crappies go, there were some crappies they were finding dead up, washing up. So, you know, it has been good, but I just don't know the extent how extensive the kill was that we heard about last week.
Is that the only summer kill you've heard of?
Probably the only one on a, you know, a major water body. I'm sure there's been a few around on some of these smaller sloughs. You know, it's been pretty hot and we've lost a lot of water, so potential's there, and, you know, it's going to continue to be the potential for the next month or so that we could have some summer kill.
Brian Blackwell, Webster Game Fish and Parks, thank you. Well, now we head over to Big Stone Lake, talking to Don at Schmidt's Landing. And as far as the weather, wind and rain, did you get through the evening okay?
Got through the evening with nobody getting hurt or injured. Just kind of freaky stuff. We did have a larger, older tree topple over onto a vehicle. But then, like I mentioned earlier, there was an empty water bottle sitting on the back patio and didn't even move that. So strange stuff. Well, we got 3.5 inches here between yesterday morning early, 4 o'clock in the morning, till, you know, early this morning. So plenty of rain, plenty of weather to be watching and keeping our eyes on.
I imagine there's going to be branches and, you know, debris in the water now for a while till it gets washed up on shore someplace.
Yep, I would definitely caution anglers when they're out there to keep their eyes open. I know I personally saw a couple bigger branches kind of floating out there in the center of the lake yesterday. You could see the green leaf tops just barely sticking out of the water. So I definitely would use caution on any body of water in this northeastern corner of the state until things, like you said, wash up on shore or settle down.
Have the fishermen been able to find any perch or walleyes?
Kind of hit and miss. Walleyes is just really, really tough this time of year. I've been telling folks that want to focus on walleyes, get out in the middle of the lake and troll, troll, troll. Perch fishermen are still working those traditional perch fishing spots. One morning they'll try it, nothing. They'll go back a little later and they'll get their limit of fish.
Wow.
Seems to be, lately, the hot spots seem to be around Guestwine's Cabin, they call it, which is up near Shady Beach. And then, of course, in the Mallard Point area. Also heard some word about the Hartford Beach Flats. So the fish seem to be moving a little bit farther northwest of us.
Well, Donna at Schmidt's Landing on Big Stone Lake, thank you.
You bet. Dry us out a little bit.
Well, now we head out to the Pier Fort Pier area, talking to Deputy Dan Miller at Carl's Bait. And first of all, up above the salmon, I guess, you know, it's probably a lot of days when people don't catch any, but when you do, it sure seems to be a big fish.
Oh, they're all different classes out there. Our friend from Watertown, Jim Stanton, who prefers to be known as one who likes to fish for salmon rather than salmon guru, was out the other day with a friend from Watertown. They weighed in two beautiful 15-pounders. And then I weighed in a 30-pound 11-ounce yesterday about this time.
Wow.
They'd only been out about 10 minutes, so that 31.55 is definitely in jeopardy.
Yep. Wes, we bought another month of good fishing down there before they start migrating out, isn't it?
Well, some of them are starting to turn now, but usually, you know, it's about mid-September before they start moving up above. But it'll depend on temperature and sunlight, all that stuff that triggers them.
Is the catfishing still good up above?
Down below, in the tail race, just drifting. You can probably catch all you want. An area we call the boulders, right across from the marina, is very good. Anywhere from fryers up to over 20 pounds, so some great rod bending.
Yep.
And then just for something different, the salmon, you know, the ones you get are great thrill to catch, but some guys been just taking off and going finding the suspended bait fish and then fishing them with, for example, my friend got four nice walleyes the other day in 69 feet.
Wow.
Down over 120.
Man, that's tough.
So that's
fishing.
Something different.
Well, Well, Deputy Dan Miller at Carl's Bait in Fort Pier, thank you.
Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors.
Well, now we head up to the Watertown offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Conservation Officer Bryce McVicker. And first of all, before fish talk, we have a sports fest coming up.
Yeah, the annual sports fest that we have in Watertown every year is coming up again. It's the second Saturday in September, September 10th. Going to be out at the gun range again. We'll start registering kids about 8:30, and then the events will kick off right around 9, and we'll be there until about 3:30.
How about if they want to attend, do they pre-register?
They do. Pre-register at the Watertown office, and we're going to take about 225 kids. So we usually fill up usually a few days before the event. So if you want to sign some kids up for that, make sure you do that early because there is a chance of it filling up.
Well, around here locally, a little activity, I think, with, you know, an inch and a half of rain is going to help maybe Compesca, especially in and out with the boat. But Compesca, the reworked ramp out at the rock ramp out at Goose Lake, I hear, is working fine. But any fishing pressure or good luck on either one of those two lakes?
Yeah, I think fishing's got a little bit better this week, and I think the weather probably has a lot to do with that. Cooler temperatures, not a ton of wind. We're seeing some people on Goose that are having a little bit better luck. Everybody that comes off Goose just kind of has the same complaints. It's hard for them to pull plugs, hard for them to pull bottom bouncers because it's getting really weedy out there. But that's normal for Goose Lake in August. So nothing really new there. But Compesca's been really pretty good. We're seeing about a dozen boats out there every day and just pulling plugs out in the middle, pulling bottom bouncers around out in the middle, no real rhyme or reason, and everybody seems to be picking up some fish. Not real hot and heavy, but if you give it some time, you can come off with some decent walleye at Compesca.
I was down last Saturday. Friday I had tried some casting at Pelican Lake with light glass water. Saturday, I took nephew down, and we fished for a few hours Saturday morning. A few small fish, but at light glass. But weeds are, you know, they're definitely pretty evident in Ponset also.
Yeah, we've had a lot of comments about weeds and wanting to know why they're there, and it's hard to come up with a real scientific reason of why we have more weeds this year. And but, yeah, definitely seeing more weeds right now. But I think in August there's always some lakes that have some pretty good weed blooms. Ponset just happens to be that one this year.
Indian Springs, any word out of there?
Yeah, Indian Springs is still producing some fish. All around Clark County has really been pretty good this week. Dry Lake number 2 has had a bunch of boats on it. There have been some tournaments on Dry 2 with some pretty high winning weights there. Reed Lake has been busy. That little ramp seems to be full every few days, and people are still catching fish there too. So Clark County's been a real bright spot for us lately.
Well, Bryce McVicker out of the Watertown office of Game, Fish, and Parks, thank you. Well, now we head down to the Sioux Falls offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Biologist Dave Lucchese. And Dave, fishing from Brookings and working your way south, what's happening?
Well, it's been kind of spotty, which is pretty typical this time of year. We have got a bite going on Lake Sinai. They've been catching some crappies, and we gave it a try on Sunday and picked up just a little over a dozen nice crappies. We were out in 17 feet of water over on the west side of the lake just fishing a slip bobber and a minnow slip bobber worm, and picked up a few perch in the mix and a variety of other fish. So I think that lake still has a pretty good or a very good crappie population. And I think if you can get on them, just use your electronics and anchor and fish a ways up off the bottom. I think there's a good chance you can catch some, have fun catching some nice crappies. Other places, Lake Thompson, which had been pretty good the week prior, sounds like it slowed down over the weekend. They were still catching white bass and a few northerns and stuff like that. But the walleye bite seems to have slowed. I had two parties out there that said they really didn't catch anything they could keep. Other spots up north, West 81 Lake, was a pretty good perch bite there for a while. It seems like things may have slowed down there. Talked to one party, they were fishing for walleyes along the weed edge and didn't do any good till they threw out a slip bobber, and then they had one fish that was actually just under 30 inches that they threw back. So there's still some opportunity out there. Other places, Lake Madison, I think, still continues to put out some shorter walleyes in that 11 to 13 inch range. I've not heard of much of a perch bite down there. I think they might be picking up a few perch when they catch the walleyes. But further south, Twin Lakes, I think you can still pick up walleye there. Of course, there are throwbacks with that trophy regulation on there. But other waters around Sioux Falls have been pretty quiet. The lakes we're doing the economic skrill survey on, Alvin, they're getting a few sunfish, bullheads, an occasional bass. Scott Lake, it seems like those perch just aren't biting right now. It's mostly just bullheads.
You were doing some test netting up in that Highway 81 ponds area. Did you have any results?
Yeah, I was able to look at the results for East 81 Lake. A decent population of walleye, about 10 per net set. A fair number of quite a few perch, and all sizes. A lot of fish in that 7 to 8 inch class, but there's some bigger fish in the mix. Of course, and if you've fished it, you know that there's a lot of white bass out there. There's quite a few white bass. That was probably the dominant species in the survey. One thing I did hear from the West 81 folks, they were trying to collect some fish for Outdoor University, which was last weekend, is that unfortunately on the West Lake they saw a ton of little carp. So the carp over there that got in there back in that high water in 2011 have brought off a whopper year class. So I guess we'll be dealing with that now.
Well, Dave Lucchese out of the Brookings and Sioux Falls Game Fish and Parks offices, thank you. Well, now we head out to the Whitlock Bay Supper Club. Pro guide Chuck Krause on the phone. And Chuck, as far as walleyes, when it's not 80, 90, or 100, can you get out? Can you find some fish?
Well, you know, we had a group out yesterday, Don, a couple guys, and we didn't do too bad. We didn't get a very early start, and we picked up some pretty decent ones while we were waiting for them to show up. Louie actually caught a 26-incher pulling crankbaits. We were just kind of messing around looking for fish. So, I mean, yeah, there's some fish to be caught. It ain't anything like it is in June where you're going to come out and catch your limit or anything like that, but there are fish to be caught.
As far as salmon, are they pretty much concentrated right above the dam? They're not migrating north yet, are they?
Yeah, everything I've heard has all been right at the dam. In fact, we went down Saturday and Monday and Tuesday, and we were 0 for 3. I mean, I think there's probably more boats than there are salmon, but the bright spot of all that is if you get one, you know, the smallest I've heard has been like 18 pounds, and there was like a 30-pounder caught either yesterday or the day before. Rumors about another state record, but it didn't quite make it. It was, you know, like about a pound short. But, yeah, that's going to be interesting when they start coming up here and getting that egg weight. There could be, you know, that state record could get broke 2 or 3 times once those big females get up here and they start developing eggs.
And depending on the weather, it's probably going to be at least in September before that starts, won't it?
Yeah, normally it's after Labor Day weekend, you know, the first. We need some cool weather and you know, figure about the 10th of September through, you know, pretty much all of September into that, you know, about 10th of October, 15th of October, something like that. So not too far away.
Chuck Krause, Whitlock Bay Supper Club, thank you.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.